Senate Bill 166, an act to provide for a streamlined sales tax project task force, and to make an appropriation therefore, and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 166, having had its second reading, is over final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Senate Bill 166 has to do with the uniform sales and use tax issue, which I think all of us are rather aware of, being from South Dakota and representing the best interests of the state of South Dakota. There are different organizations nationwide who are looking at this group, as we're all aware of, and a federal moratorium currently on this issue. There's the National Conference for State Legislators and the National Governors Conference are also working on this issue and working on the whole area of e-commerce and trying to look at ways that we can address this issue and go forward. E-commerce, of course, deals with those businesses that have no physical presence in a particular region or jurisdiction, in our case, within our state. As I mentioned, we have a great interest in this in South Dakota. We have a greater need and interest, actually, probably because of our greater need to protect our tax base, which is a lot greater than many states because of our great reliance on the sales and use tax in South Dakota currently. The National Conference for State Legislators has a streamlined sales tax task force, which is looking into this issue. And currently we have a member from South Dakota, Senator Hange, who serves as a member of this task force. What this task force is doing is looking into having the states enter into an agreement to move forward on the issue of taxing e-commerce sales. This task force is currently looking at something which is called the Uniform Sales and Use Administration Act, which would, if they can package it together, would go back to the states basically for ratification, and meaning that we would some sort of a commitment to go ahead and try to streamline our sales tax in a way that we could get the federal moratorium listed. However, feeling a little uncomfortable with asking us on behalf of our state to enter into such an agreement to move forward, Senate Bill 166 is before you to ask for this study to see what impact this type of an agreement or other agreements may have on our state's future dealing with e-commerce. This does have an appropriation of $20,000 to cover and support the task force that would be created within South Dakota to further look into this issue and possibly work with such organizations such as the National Conference for State Legislators and the National Governors Conference, and working to try and address this issue and move us forward and protect our tax base and protect the best interests and the welfare and well-being of the citizens of the state of South Dakota. With that, I would ask you to support Senate Bill 166, and I would stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senate Bill 166. Hearing none, the question for the House is the final passage of Senate Bill 166. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will not vote a machine, and members proceed to vote on Senate Bill 166. This is a two-thirds vote.
Representatives Monroe and Bill Peterson. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, nays 5, excused 1.
Senate Bill 66, having received a two-thirds majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.